This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Vice President Harris at the Munich Security Conference tells Ukrainian President Zelensky Congress supports more aid to Ukraine, even though legislation to provide that aid has been stalled.
You have the support of bipartisan majorities in both houses of the United States Congress. So as we move forward, the President and I, President Biden and I, will continue to work to secure the resources and weapons that you need to succeed. We will also continue to support your efforts to secure a just and lasting peace.
Alexei Navalny's spokeswoman confirms Russia's most prominent opposition leader has died.
The employees of the prison gave to his mother an official message that Alexei died yesterday on 16th of February at 2:17 p.m. local time.
Kira Yarmish says the family is demanding Russian authorities immediately return the body. Navalny, who was 47, reportedly fell unconscious and died yesterday at the penal colony, where he was serving a three-decade sentence. Former President Trump and his companies have been ordered to pay more than $350 million in penalties in a civil fraud trial in New York. CBS's Astrid Martinez has more.
The stiff penalty is a victory for New York Attorney General Letitia James.
The court once again ruled in our favor and in favor of every hardworking American who plays by the rules.
Trump will not have to pay the penalty while he appeals the decision.
The verdict comes after a judge ruled that Trump and his associates inflated his wealth to defraud banks. One firefighter has been killed, nine others injured when an explosion in a Washington, D.C. suburb leveled a home where they were investigating a gas leak. This man is a neighbor.
An explosion, loud boom. The whole house shook immediately, and the second it happened, I knew instantly that something was wrong. I had actually walked my dog earlier and literally circled that house, and it smelled a lot of gas.
Two civilians were also injured in that blast in Sterling, Virginia. He was once the top FBI counterintelligence officer in New York. Now Charles McGonigal is a felon heading to prison.
Charles McGonigal was sentenced in Washington Friday to 28 months in prison for hiding at least $225,000 in secret cash payments from a former Albanian intelligence official. That's in addition to the 50-month sentence he got last year for illegally conspiring with a Russian billionaire who had ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The billionaire wanted to get off a U.S. sanctions list. The Washington Post says the 55-year-old McGonigal is one of the highest-ranking FBI agents ever convicted of a crime.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Converting livestock waste into renewable energy may seem like a good idea at first blush, but digesters cause problems that advocates say need to be addressed. More from Mike Mohn.
Anaerobic digesters create biogas by removing methane from livestock waste. The gas can then be used for electricity, heat, or vehicle fuel. Supporters say the process limits methane from reaching the atmosphere. The USDA's REAP program helps fund these projects on farms in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Andy Olson with the Environmental Law and Policy Center says the jury's still out on the effectiveness of digesters, and he urges the USDA to keep science in mind.
There's how things work on paper, and then there's how things work on the ground. And there's a lot of space in between the two.
Olson says the industry still needs to overcome challenges like methane leaks. Skeptics of this technology say, among other things, federal funding incentivizes farms to expand their operations, creating more nuisance issues for surrounding communities. Still, Olson says the industry should be given time to address the shortcomings. REAP, which stands for Rural Energy for America program, also funds wind and solar projects on farm sites. Olson notes there's been added support from the Inflation Reduction Act to expand outreach and technical assistance as a way to boost interest.
So I'm hoping to see a lot more good energy efficiency projects from them, which is the number one place we should be starting.
Olson says improvements to grain dryers that can help reduce natural gas use in harvesting are another example of energy efficiency efforts. As for digesters, a report from the Wisconsin Office of Energy Innovation says there are 136 operating systems around the state, 34 tied to agriculture. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome author Beth Amos and Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson. Join us in our new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. Southwest winds gust to 30 miles per hour. Still quite breezy tonight under partly cloudy skies, a low of 21. Mostly sunny for your Sunday, still breezy and a high near 34. On Monday, partly sunny, highs around 38. Currently 17 degrees.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers, and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. Time for Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, February 17th, 2024. Got your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic, pitch hitting for our man, Seth, today. We're going to have some fun, everybody. We got good stuff lined up for you for the next hour as we get you ready for Badger basketball coming up at noon, taking on Iowa. Great Big Ten matchup. We're certainly going to talk about that. We may even get a chance to talk about the Thunder Cow in Oklahoma. Yeah, that's coming up. We got some other interesting stuff too I wanted to get into, a couple of good stories of the day as well, and we'll get into our news and notes, our mailbag items, talk about our schedule this weekend, and most importantly, want to take your phone calls. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Little note just between us, all right? This is just between us. Seth and I have kind of this gentlemen's debate going on of who can get the most callers, you know, kind of a contest, if you will. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. Seth is slaughtering me. Seth is beating me bad, like real bad. So I need your calls. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Items you're looking for, items you want to sell. If you got some events in the area you want to tell us about, this is your chance to do it, everybody. We are your bulletin board for the community. Call up and join us. We'd love to hear from you. It's interesting. I hear from people in town all the time because I'm always doing little surveys in my head and asking people different questions about the station, things we can do better, and how we can be more involved with our community and Wood County in general. And I cannot tell you how many times there's two things I hear right away. And I just heard it just the other day. I hadn't heard it in a while, but I was at the River Kings game and had somebody say, "Hey, are you James?" Yeah, I'm James. "Oh, I've been listening to you since GLX and all that." "Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Thank you, man. No, I always wanted to meet you." "That's cool. Great to meet you. Awesome. You don't look how you sound." Thanks. I don't know if thanks is the right word. I don't know what I've never known how to say to that. I've been being told that for over 20 years, and I'm not the only person. I don't think I've met many people in radio. I don't think I've ever met anybody in radio that has ever said somebody said to them, "They look how they sound." It's an interesting thing. And you wonder how many people in life you would meet if you just knew them over the phone or over the internet or something. Then you meet them and hear their voice and doesn't match up. I think of this a bit with Patrick Mahomes, in part because my brain is very, you know, my bandwidth has a lot of sports in it. I apologize. But it also is just, I think it's a good example of that. I don't, I think he's got a fun voice. I think he's got a good voice, and he's made a lot of good use out of it. But he doesn't necessarily, I don't think when you look at the young man, that he looks necessarily how he sounds. I think that's interesting. 424-2600. You can shut me up anytime, everybody. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. I had a couple things I want to get into this morning, along with our schedule and talking a little Badgers and that. But I had something, and I'm going to bring this up on the morning show here at WFHR. Join us Monday through Friday, 8 to 10. We kick your day off on a positive note. Serious comedy to start your day, keeping you informed on everything while also having some fun conversation that you can call up and join anytime. I'm going to bring this up there, but there's certain things when you get familiar with a town, you get to know certain things, and one of the things is certainly like finding shortcuts. I think that's a big one. I can get to here faster if I go this route as opposed to maybe the main route or something. And there's other things that are more local. That are, you know, not everybody gets everywhere. But then there are universal things. And in a year where there is so much trying to divide us, and I continue to remind you, do not let it. That is how they win. And by they, I mean people who do not, I'm not talking about Republicans or Democrats. I'm not talking about any type of race, creed, or sex or anything like that. There's no, don't kid yourself, there's no one group that's a part of anything. They touch everything. The people that want to separate us, the people that want to see us not get along, the people that don't believe in true democracy, which is I may not get along with my neighbor, but we still wave to each other when we drive past each other. We can still be friendly. Our kids can still trick-or-treat at each other's houses. You know, I'm sorry if that's far-fetched. I'm sorry if I'm like going way out there right there. That's how dare he say something like that? But, you know, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. And I feel very confident that the majority of you out there, if not all of you, agree with that. So I like finding the different things that we have in common. And I haven't lived all over the country, but I've lived out west. I've lived a bit down south. And one thing that is definitely universal, trains. Oh, trains. Oh, how we need you. You get so much of our supplies from here to there in a way that we've been doing since the dawn of this country. We need trains. They're very important to everything that we do. And they frustrate us quite a bit. Every single person has a train story. If you don't, just wait. It's coming. Oh, it's coming. But everybody got a train story. Everybody has been stopped by a train when you're running late, or this is happening, or that. I talked to somebody a couple years ago that they were getting their wife to the hospital, and they were stopped by a train. But this person, much like myself today, had a joy that can only come from trains. And granted, I will put ahead of this right away, that we'd live without it in a second. But the joy of seeing a train and having enough time to think, okay, I take this route and go this way and I can dodge the train. For me today, it was taking the Viaduct, going around, getting basically over to 17th, and then cutting over to get here to the station. And I'm telling you, as you're going up that Viaduct and you see how long that train is, and that is one of the longer trains I've seen in a long time, it feels good to know you're going the other way. You're dodging that thing. I'm still riding it. I'll be honest with you. I'm still riding that feeling. It feels good. You got to take the little wins in life. Not everything is the Super Bowl. Not everything is going to feel as good as that. You got to take the little wins when you can. I couldn't tell you the last time I dodged a train, but man, that felt good. Got here right on time. Felt good. How about you? You got any train stories? Any times you've done that? Did you dodge today's train? 424-2600. Let us know. Love to hear from you. One of the other things that I wanted to bring up with the show, and as continuing to do what we do here, not only myself as PD and host and Rambler, but also, you know, Seth, Melissa, right up the line to Pam and Chuck and everybody that is a part of the station here. We love to be transparent with you. It's something that we've grown doing more and more as we go forward, and we'll always continue to do. You're a part of this station. We value that. And it's not enough to me, and I think, you know, not speaking for anybody, but I think our staff, it's not enough to just say that. You're a part of things. And then just listen to what we tell you to. That's not how local radio works. That's not how WFHR has ever worked. I think WFHR, as long as it's been around, at its best, it has always been the community's heartbeat, the community's conscience, the community's soul. And so we're going to keep doing that. And part of that, we have shows like this, Over the Back Fence, a mainstay. This show has been around for longer than I have. It's an important show to everybody here. We love this show. It's honestly one of my favorite things about WFHR. Going way back to being a teenager and in going to school out here and listening to local radio and coming across WFHR on AM and just loving the show. I've gotten the chance to do this show on a couple of occasions, in a couple of incarnations. I've really enjoyed it. It was this show is if you think I'm any good at talking on the radio, which let's be honest, that's debatable. It came from this show. This was the first talk show that I ever did. The first show where you're talking mainly. I came from classic rock. Run a rock, run a. That was Uriah Heep. Coming up next, we've got Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, something else. Probably Loverboy, for God's sake. You know, talking like 30 seconds in between, maybe tops. You're in and out. With this, you've got to fill time. You've got to have conversation. You've got to find something. It's so different. And Over the Back Fence helped me find that. This show is important to us. And I know from talking to so many of you out there, like I said before, how much you guys like this show and value this show. We're going to have to we need you to kind of show us that. Because I joke about Seth and I having this, you know, kind of contest of who can have the most calls. But I do it in part because we need your calls. The show only exists if you guys call. If you guys aren't calling, we have to move the show. I've had some people say to me that you love the show. I've had some people call in and even call Pam about this. And let me remind you, do not bother Pam with these issues. James.mailoff@civicmedia.us. That's why I'm here. James.mailoff@civicmedia.us. If you want to talk to me directly and you phone line wise, you can call the front desk, 424-1300, and Pam will put you right in touch with me. We'll have a great conversation. But we're in talks of possibly making this show a monthly show because we used to have it weekly every day. And it did good for a long time, and then times change. At the time when it started to change, Craigslist was blowing up. If it tells you how long we've been trying to keep this show around, Craigslist was huge at the time. Because it was the beginning of this, the beginning of a lot of this, of basically being able to go online and sell your goods. And that's cool. That's the way things grow. I'm not going to yell at people for, you know, advancing with society. I don't want you to do that anymore. That I believe that we need to, you know, we need to give Cole more of a chance. Like, no, we've got to learn. We can do better than Cole. And things evolve, and that's okay. But it's not easy. Change is never easy, and it's not easy to let things like this go. So we have been doing everything we can from, and this is going over three different owners, by the way, from the Seahafers to Heart of Wisconsin Media, who wanted us to completely get rid of the show, which we understood, and that's not a shot at them or anything. We understood that. And here was Civic, where the show, we have had no pressure to get rid of the show or anything like that. They couldn't, the exact opposite. But this is valuable airtime. And we want to have this time sponsored. We want to have this time valuable, used for its value. And that is not, hey, all the love in the world to our advertisers. We're not here without them. But what I'm talking about in value is you. You're the valuable part. We need your calls. We need to hear from you. So if you want this show to stick around on a weekly basis, we're going to need more calls. Bring us more of your items you're looking for, items that you're selling, different events in the area. Call up and join the conversation. Because we've got some ideas of what we'd like to do with this hour, and we're getting closer and closer to pulling the trigger on that and doing that and turning Over the Back Fence into a monthly show. And after that, who knows? Because we've done everything we can with this show to try to keep it around. And we can't keep doing something that you guys don't want us to do because that's not what we do here. We do what you guys like. Huh. Kind of like what a politician should do. That's interesting. We're going to take a quick time out before I get into trouble. I did want to remind everybody again, we're leading you up to Badger basketball. Badgers coming up, taking on Iowa Hawkeyes at noon. Got some great local events going on right now. We're going to kick off our news and notes with those. Mailbag and all that coming up. And your phone calls. Right here on Over the Back Fence. First, let's check in with our friend Mike and some sports right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
How to get out of a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team trying to rebound after that four-game losing streak. In January, they won 7 out of 8 games and were ranked 6th in the nation. This week, they're 20th. After finally ending a four-game slump with that win over Ohio State, head coach Greg Gard has tried everything.
We'll get out of it. You know, we'll get back. We had a bad week. You know, I thought we played all right against good weeks. You know, like a few possessions back here or there. A bad half against Nebraska. But, you know, this last past week sucked. Yeah, and we got to play better. We'll play well. So, get back to playing well, playing how we know we can play, how we have played. You know? So that's the main thing. It's just continue to reinforce, remember who we were and who we have been. And you've been that a lot more than what you've been the past week.
That's the Wisconsin Badgers head coach, Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. Southwest winds gust to 30 miles per hour. Still quite breezy tonight under partly cloudy skies, a low of 21. Mostly sunny for your Sunday, still breezy and a high near 34. On Monday, partly sunny, highs around 38.
Right now, it's 19.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody. From one James to another.
I needed the shelter of someone.
Okay, that was corny. I don't know why I said that. I need a filter. Hope you enjoyed your Saturday. It's treating you good. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. We're going to go ahead and get into our news and notes and our mailbag items, but your calls are important to us. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Love to hear from you. Looking into our mailbag, nothing in there, but feel free to get us your items for your mailbag. Remember, we don't have a price limit on that. You got things you want to get rid of, get them out of your house, or maybe you're looking for some stuff. Got a garage or rummage sale going on? With these temperatures and the weather we've been having, you telling me nobody out there is doing a garage or rummage sale or anything? I'd be disappointed if that was the case, Wisconsin. Come on. Let us know about them. You can go ahead and reach out to us. Give our front desk a call. 715-424-1300. Please call after noon. We'd appreciate that. Pam gets pretty busy up there, and it'd really help out if you could call after noon. Otherwise, feel free to stop on by the studios here. We'd love to see you. Drop off your items for the mailbag, and we'll read them for you for five consecutive shows. Diving into our news and notes, great stuff going on right now. Now, one of those things is the Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market, going on till 1 right now over at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. Hope they're having a good time over there and everything's going well. Enjoy our Winter's Farmers Market. There's so much fun stuff going on over there. Great vendors. Great way to help out our ag industry. Got some other fun things going on. I know that they've got a couple of food trucks over there, too. And it's just something great to do, something fun to do. And know that when you are purchasing things there, whether it's from a food truck or the Moravian Church or any of our great vendors, you're putting back into our community. And you're helping our local ag industry. Enjoy the Winter Farmers Market every Saturday, including right now, right up until May 18th at 310 First Avenue South, right there at the Moravian Church. Kicking off at just about 27 minutes ago was the 10th annual Southwood County Empty Bowls event. Congratulations, you guys. I hope it's going well. It's going on until 2 o'clock. You still got plenty of time to get on over there. Help us raise funds for organizations in our community that provide direct food relief to our neighbors in need. For a $10 donation for ages 3 and up, you'll receive a simple meal of soup, bread, beverage, and a cookie, a handmade bowl crafted by a local potter or pottery student at one of our great high schools. It's yours to keep as a thank you for your support. You can take a chance on some great art or raffle baskets there. A lot of fun stuff. It's all taking place at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. And I get in trouble in this radio, you know, especially way back in the day. But I don't know. We do this around here. I'm going to mention a bunch of businesses that may not be sponsoring with us, but we support them because we support local. They support us. They put back into the community, and they are a part of one of the greatest events our community does, Empty Bowls. Shout out to some of the featured soups from great restaurants in our town, Aaron's Wines and Steins, Anchor Bay Bar and Grill, Chatterbox Catering, Danny K's Pub and Grill, Grace's Family Restaurant, Great Expectations, Jennings and Company, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Misty's Menu, Olympic 2 Family Restaurant, excuse me, and Sportsman Pub and Grill. Big shout out to all of those great businesses out there. Hope the Empty Bowls event is going well. Go ahead and check it out, everybody. Going on till 2 o'clock today, 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. The Empty Bowls event, because someone's bowl is always empty. Appreciate everybody being a part of that. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good afternoon. How's your day going?
Day's going great. How you doing, James?
Doing good, doing good. What's on your mind?
Well, two things. I'd like to talk about trains because you brought the topic up. Some of us out here in Radio Land have been listening for eons. We're older than dinosaurs. And we recall when the expressway was a trestle bridge.
Huh.
For Chicago Northwestern.
Okay. Huh.
Some of us happened to take that as a shortcut.
Oh, okay.
Whether it be my bike or trying to run the train.
Yeah. I'm guessing none of you were Superman. None of you were faster than the train. I'm guessing.
Oh, definitely. When you heard that whistle coming around the bend, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm a third of the way across.
Yes, sir. Certain things make you faster. There's certain an angry animal. Yeah. Certain things can make you all of a sudden a lot faster than maybe just, running at a gym class or something. Yeah.
Some of us had to hang by the, the trestle, the overhang, or we took a dive right into the drink.
Oh, man, that's I know that I've done some stuff like that. I'm not even going to lie. I'm sure I've done something like that along the lines. I appreciate that.
So next time you go across the expressway, just picture that.
Yeah, I will be. No way I won't be. I definitely will be. What else is on your mind?
Well, Over the Back Fence has been, this is my two cents. Over the Back Fence is live for the most part and local, right?
Yeah.
And in a day and age when a lot of media, times have changed and they're changing. But what brings us all together is programming like this. I used to work for a station years ago, and our CEO always had a motto, was keep it live, keep it local. And we're just seeing that fall by the wayside of many, many radio stations. They're just, you can program them, it's easy. You can program them for years if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But there's just something about live, I used to tell my listeners, I always flew by the seat of my pants when I was in the DJ chair.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that. I don't know what you're talking about. I never do that. I never.
Well, I think you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
but,
yeah.
But there's just something about that, James.
I agree. I really do.
WFHR has been there for years and years. I mean, you celebrated, the 80th?
Yeah, we're over 80 years old. Yeah, we got another one coming up in November. Yeah.
Well, here's just another memory. Here's just another quick memory, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
When FHR first started, they were in the old Montgomery Ward building. And I think they were 1360 AM.
Yes.
And their stories about how they went live and local. They'd run a line right out the window, the second story window, and run it down to the old Johnson Hills building.
That is awesome. Man, that is awesome.
They were very live and local.
Yeah, very.
Although that's my 2 cents worth.
It was worth a lot, man. It was worth a lot. Thank you. It was worth a lot more than 2 cents.
This programming stays, and I hope this Over the Back Fence stays many, many, many more years to come.
Appreciate
you. Good job, James. We love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing down there.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Appreciate the call. 424-2600. When you hear me say best listeners in radio, this is the evidence I have. I can back that up. That's just a catchphrase. That's not just something I say because I need something to say. I'm saying it because it's true. I've worked in a number of stations around this country. This is the best. These listeners, you, that right there, every one of the calls that we get, every bit of feedback we get. And couldn't support what you're saying more, man. And not only, maybe even more importantly than me believing in that, our engineer and our GM, Chuck, does. this station means the world to me. I can't imagine not being here. I can't imagine us not being here, all those things. But I didn't grow up in this, literally in this this business, in this station, like Chuck did. He's got blood in this. He's got ties to this that are deeper than I could ever know. And he cares about that. He cares about local radio. And just as importantly, if not more importantly than all of that, our ownership, Civic Media, does. That is one of the main things. When you read our mission statement, when you hear our CEOs talk, when you hear our owner talk, Sage, when you hear any of this, and I'm not talking about just with you guys what you hear, but what we as a staff here, all of the many stations that work at Civic Media, we are up and down the state. Every one of us are told democracy, freedom, local. There's a mission here, what we're trying to do at Civic. I'm extremely proud to be a part of it. And we count the minutes that we're live on the air. It all matters, not just us, but other stations. Because the caller's right, and what I was talking about earlier is right. Times change, things go. But radio has proven it can evolve. I think radio has proven it may be more adaptable than any other medium. We're still here, baby. They've been talking about radio dying since TV. And then the satellite radio was supposed to kill it. And then the internet was supposed to. We're still here. And we're going to be here. And shows like this will remain here. They are not going anywhere. I'll be honest, if Over the Back Fence were to go to a monthly show, this hour would still be talk. It's just maybe we're talking sports, or maybe we're talking something about local events. But we're not losing the hour of live radio. That's not going anywhere. None of us is letting that happen. And again, by none of us, I mean Civic. I mean all of us believe in that. So that's not going nowhere. We just want to do, have something where we're getting a little more traction, and we're getting a little bit more going on. And I know that all of you, you're all adults. You get it. You know it's a business. But it doesn't mean our business can't have some soul in it. And that's what we do. Of course, before we go to break, I'm going to learn how to talk. And I wanted to tell you about two events going on coming up. So I told you about the Empty Bowls event. It's going on right now. Enjoy yourself at that. Of course, part of the point of Empty Bowls is that you leave a little hungry. That is the point. That is what so many of our people in this community and communities all across the world struggle with. But that hunger you can take to the Robert and Mary Wakely's Winter Feast going on tonight at the Nakusa Community Center at 416 Crestview Lane in Nakusa. The meal will consist of donated wild game and two domestic meats. Gathering at 4, dinner at 4:50, entertainment at 6:30, and that entertainment's going to be Don and Ann Pollock. Good stuff. You can get your tickets at the door today, or find out more at historicpointboss.com, historicpointboss.com. Go ahead and check out that event. Not only a one-of-a-kind event that you're not going to find anywhere else, get some food that you're not going to find anywhere else, but it's also a way to keep history alive here in central Wisconsin. That's what they do at the Historic Point Boss. And this is their big fundraiser, by being a part of this event. Not only are you having a good time, getting out of the house, having a great Saturday night, but you're driving home and you're thinking, man, we did all that and we just did some good. Like, that was actually a really good thing we just did. We just helped the Historic Point Boss. We just helped keep history alive here in central Wisconsin. Again, find out more at historicpointboss.com. We will take a quick time out, check in with our partners. We'll be back with more fun on Over the Back Fence right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line? That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the thinking, comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're a comic. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. Southwest winds gust to 30 miles per hour. Still quite breezy tonight under partly cloudy skies, a low of 21. Mostly sunny for your Sunday, still breezy and a high near 34. On Monday, partly sunny, highs around 38.
Right now, it's 19.
Welcome back, everyone. Over the back fence on your radio dial. James behind the mic. Hope you're having a good Saturday. We're here to take your calls. 715-424-2600 here at Locally Grown Radio. You got to move out of the way for that saxophone solo. You have to. And I'm not saying that like to be funny or anything. Like, you literally have to. It's in the radio bylaws. Our caller earlier, he knew. You know, he worked in radio. It's a law in radio. You have to back out for that saxophone solo. Getting into our news and notes now. You can pick up the new 2024 copy of the Visit Rome, Wisconsin booklet that they have. It's fantastic. They were just in yesterday. Looked at it. It's great. We got some at our WFHR and WIRI studios during our business hour. Stop on by from 9 to 4. It's also a great time to be able to drop off your items for our mailbag for Over the Back Fence or pick up stuff you might have won. Also, the 2024 Wisconsin Rapids Area Official Visitor's Guide is over here, too. Stop on by, pick some up. And you know what? We got a bunch of candy hearts out there. You want to grab some of those, feel free. You keep me from eating them and save my teeth. Great guides. Go ahead and check out these guides. Visit Rome, Wisconsin Guide and the Wisconsin Rabbits Area Official Visitor's Guide right here at WFHR or stop by their studios, their buildings, and check them out. Our friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center have a great exhibit going on right now. It kicked off on the 1st, and it'll be going for a while here. It is a great exhibit about celebrating local artists. And the Cultural Center does this year-round. You can check out great items from there, great local things, and support the arts and support our locals at the same time. And continuing on, we have volunteers needed right here in Wisconsin. Keep in mind, you can always give our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties a call at 211. They can help you with virtually anything you need. And especially help you finding volunteer opportunities. One of those is helping with Meals on Wheels with our friends at the ADRC, Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. You can deliver or serve hot meals with a friendly smile. You will be not only there to kind of be a check-in for some of our great locals, but also drop off that meal that can be vital sometimes you were the lone conversation these individuals were going to have. And that conversation is noteworthy. As I've mentioned many times, I did this before, and it's one of the greatest uses I've ever used of my time. It's so valuable, so fun. I encourage people to do it, and you feel great from it. If you'd like to learn more about volunteering with our ADRC, reach out to them, 888-486-9545, 888-486-9545, or visit their website, adrc-cw.org. Going on right now, over at my old stomping grounds in Rome, the 15th annual Lake Camelot Fishery. Kicked off at 7 this morning, going on till 3. Hope everybody's having a good time over there. Enjoying yourselves. They're going to be announcing the winners at 4, so be sure to stick around for that and all the raffles that are going on. Bags tournament in the pavilion. That sign-up is going to start at noon, so you still got time for that. Enjoy. Got beer pong tourney at 5, bubble challenge. Go check it out, everybody. And support our Rome area while you're at it. Got a lot of good events going on over there. Want to remind everybody, our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, have their Lent Fish Fry that goes on Fridays. I know it's Saturday, but just a reminder. Keep that in mind, and keep in mind that our friends over at the Elks Lodge also have bingo on Wednesdays. More on that in a moment. And at the Elks Lodge, whenever you're doing anything, bingo, the fish fry, any of the great events that they do over there, you're supporting an organization that supports us. Boy, do they put into this community. Good people over there at the Elks Lodge. Supporting the arts is always a good time, and this is a fun one. Tomorrow, on Monday, be sure to join us at the Wisconsin Rapids Performing Arts Center on 16th Street South for the Lincoln High School Orchestra. Grade 9 and 10 are going to be at 6:30, and Lincoln High School Symphony Orchestra will be at 7:30. Again, join them at the PAC for a great one. And support our kids. Support these arts. I think everybody knows what it feels like to be sitting on a stage doing something like that. You're nervous. You're having a call or something just means a lot. More news and notes in a moment. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello, James. I've got something for sale.
All right.
I've got some Hot Shots Restriction Eliminator. It's an additive for the oil in the motor.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in a 32-ounce bottle. I'm trying to get $50 for it.
All right. What number can they call?
Area code 316-424-20.
424. What was the rest of that?
8923.
424-8923. 316-424-8923. Thanks for the call, man.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. If you're interested in that item, give them a call. 316-424-8923. 316-424-8923. Keep the calls coming, everybody. 424-2600. Love hearing from our callers. Couple more news and notes I wanted to get to. Got a blood drive taking place this Tuesday, February 20th, at the Wisconsin Rapids former East Shore High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. 10 to 3, go check that out. Donate if you can. Not all heroes have to wear capes. You can be a superhero just by donating. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
James.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I called a while ago about the restriction eliminator.
Yeah.
I don't know what I had a brain fart or something. What number did I give you again?
316-424-8923.
Okay, it's the wrong number.
All right. What's the right one?
Okay, 361-484-8923.
All right, 361-484-8923.
That's it.
All right. Hey, we got it.
Okay.
Have a good one, man. All right. If you're interested in that item, give him a call. 361-484-8923. 361-484-8923. There's another universal feeling. You're not remembering your number right away or remembering the number you're trying to give. That happens to me at least once a week, it feels like. Take a call. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Am I on the air?
Yes.
You have a great voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And my history of WFHR, I'm 75 years old, and I had to be about 5 years old when I would start listening to the radio when I knew my dad was going to be home from work. They ran a commercial for Point Beer, and I'd be sitting on my floor listening to that old, you know, giant radio. And they'd pop that top on that Point Beer, and then they'd pour it down the glass, and it was so loud and clear. And I always knew my dad would be home in 10 minutes. I also go back to a guy by the name of Arnie Strope.
Oh, yeah.
Arnie had the golden pipes.
Yes.
Went to high school and so forth with his children.
Hmm.
Bill Nobles, the sports guy. Arch Davis. One of our favorites was Mark Berry. I don't know if anybody remembers Mark Berry, but Mark had a little bit of a different accent, and he was just hilarious to listen to. My favorite over the back fence story is I remember a lady called up one Saturday morning and said, I have 24 pint ball jars for sale for $20, but I'll take 15. You know, I'm glad she wasn't in charge of my finances.
Right. It's a good one. That's
you
good.
Know, I live in Stevens Point now, grew up in Rapids, and I don't know when it happened, but, you know, 10 miles out of town, you could never pick up 1320 or the FM, and now I get it clear as a bell, so I'm a happy camper. I hope it stays. It's one of those legendary programs, but, you know, you get tired of listening to the talking heads from the corporate world, and I hope it stays, and I hope it prospers. I think it's a great program. Thanks for picking up my call finally. I was wearing my dialer out calling you.
Yeah, so. Sorry about that. Yeah, we really do appreciate you persisting and calling up. Thank you, sir. You have a great Saturday.
Thanks a lot, James.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. The show's not going to go anywhere, especially with calls like that. Thank you for bringing up those great names, too. Got the chance to meet Artie and actually learn a little bit from the man. One of my favorite people I've ever met in this business. We will take a time out, check in with our partners. We'll be back with more fun to wrap up the show. Man, already getting to that point. Jeez. It's Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. Southwest winds gust to 30 miles per hour. Still quite breezy tonight under partly cloudy skies, a low of 21. Mostly sunny for your Sunday, still breezy and a high near 34. On Monday, partly sunny, highs around 38.
Right now, it's 19.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning. Oh, I knew it. Oh, I made it to the last segment. All right, cut that out, all right? We'll just fix that in editing. We're live? All right, never mind. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody. Get your host, James J. behind the mic. Thanks so much for joining us. Been a fun Saturday. Really good to hang out with you guys. Been a little while since I got the chance to do this. Been fun to hang out with you all. Keep the calls coming. 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you. As we're wrapping up, going to talk a little schedule, talk a little Badgers. Get to the Badgers in a moment. They're coming up in just less than 10 minutes from now. I want to remind you, we got some great stuff coming up tomorrow. Join us for the Sunshine Polka Show at 1 o'clock. It may be the greatest radio show of all time. Our main man, Tim Hubbelt, does a great job scouring the universe, looking for good polka for you. It's a lot of fun. Join us for the Sunshine Polka Show, Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 1. Seth Faces the Music, 6-2-8. Be sure to join us for that. Great one lined up for you today. Seth's theme, Strangers. That is going to be interesting. Cannot wait to hear what he's got in store for you. It's a great show. Be sure to check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8. And Director's Cut, 8 to 9. Our arts and entertainment show. We take a look at the arts and entertainment area in the, here in Central Wisconsin, really in the Midwest. We're always looking for great guests. If you have a talent, a skill, if you know somebody that has one, we'd love to get them on the show. Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages or call up our front desk, 424-1300. We'd love to hear from you. I mentioned before that we've got great Badger basketball on the radio today, and it kicks off in less than 5 minutes. Badgers at Iowa. Going to be a good one. Big Ten matchup. Badgers need the win. Let's be real. Had a nice January. February not going as good as we'd like. Coming off of a win against Ohio State. That always feels good. Badgers still ranked at 20 right now. And looking at the standings, even with the rough February, still in third in the Big Ten. Still right there in the Big Ten. And yep, I did it. I was able to get a couple of minutes of playmakers into the show. Join us for Playmakers tomorrow from 3 to 4. We're going to have a lot of fun. Be sure to join us. It's our sports talk show brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to join us for the show tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk about Badgers. We'll talk about this. It's a Monday that we'll be doing the show. We'll talk about this game and the Badgers in as a whole and how the season's going. And you'll hear more about the Badgers on Monday with the Great Guard Show at 6:05 on Wisconsin. Should be a good one. I'm going to wrap up our show with some good stories, huh? First off, all of you, great calls today, you guys. Really do appreciate the calls. We've had some trouble with our phone lines lately. Apology to our great friend Mike Clemens and Senator Patrick Teston, who you know we wanted to have join us, weren't able to because of our phone issues and stuff. We're getting that fixed out. We got great local people on it, not only our engineers but our great Solaris staff and everybody out here locally. We should have all that figured out and fixed in no time. But one of the things that we wanted to do was wrap up with some good stuff, good stories. And for those that didn't hear, this involves our U.S. Navy. Chief musicians Jennifer Stokes from Webster Groves, Missouri, and Renee DeBauer from right here in Wisconsin Rapids perform for students at Centralia High School in Burleston, Texas, as part of the United States Navy Band's 2024 national tour. Navy Band will travel to 2,500 ground miles over 18 days to 7 states, giving 12 public concerts as well as 5 concerts for students in schools. We got one of our own as a part of it. That's pretty cool. Keep doing your thing, Renee. Keep doing your thing. And a big shout out to you, your family, all your friends, and all your fellow colleagues out there performing. We appreciate all of our service members, current and retired. Not that you ever truly retire, do you guys? Do you women? No? No, you don't. Not the ones that I do. Not the ones that I know. Got some service members of my family still in. So that's a good story right there. How about A guy in North Carolina sent a letter to a restaurant after he and his wife had left had lunch and accidentally stiffed the server. Days later, he realized he took the wrong receipt and that had the tip on it, so the waitress didn't get the money. The letter explained what happened, and he included a crisp $20 bill. The restaurant posted the photo on Facebook. That's pretty cool. An Uber Eats driver in New Jersey got arrested for an outstanding warrant last month, so the police officers delivered her last order, which was really nice of them. Plus, a fun bonus detail, the customer ended up being the husband of somebody from like one of the reality shows or something, so that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy some Badger basketball. Be good to each other. We will talk to you on our morning show on the Sunrise Show and then right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.